Social media platform Twitter has begun laying off members of its Irish workforce as part of a global redundancy plan thought to involve up to half the company's staff. Staff at the Dublin office, who are losing their jobs, started receiving emails this morning telling them that they were being made redundant. Twitter employs around 500 people at its European headquarters here. In an interview with CNBC, the Taoiseach Minister for Enterprise, Leo Varadkar, said his thoughts are with those finding out that they're losing their jobs today. Speaking from Singapore, Mr. Varadkar said tech companies had expanded very quickly in the last year or two, but that there were still vacancies in the sector.
My first thoughts are with the people who are going to get bad news today, whether it's people working in Stripe or down the line people working in Twitter and other companies who are going to find out that they're losing their jobs. Tech companies expanded very quickly, probably expanded a little bit too quickly in the past year or two, and as a result of that they now have to lay off some staff. But the number of vacancies in the sector still outweighs the number of people who are looking for employment. So, you know, even a slowdown or a downturn in the tech sector, I think still means that you'll have some very successful companies making profits and a lot of people working in that sector. One thing we've been very sure about and very careful to do in Ireland is not to become over-reliant on any one sector.
Leo Varadkar, we can talk now to our business editor, Will Goodbody, who's been following developments. Will, what do we know of what's happening at Twitter in Dublin this morning?
Well, from early, it seems, Brian, that the company began contacting staff to tell them who was going and who was staying. Indeed, one former staffer commented on the platform itself this morning that he'd actually woken up to the news that his job was gone. So it obviously started pretty early. So far, Twitter itself hasn't commented publicly, though, on the situation today at all. It hasn't clarified how many staff globally it is letting go, although, as you said, it's thought that up to 50% of its workforce could be gone, or indeed specifically here in Dublin, where it employs 500 people. It would appear, though, from talking to sources that are close to the company, that certainly the cuts here in Dublin are deep. They're across the board. Dublin is Twitter's headquarters for Europe, Middle East and Africa, and therefore there are a wide variety of roles carried out from here and functions including sales and marketing and trust and safety and other back office operations. And I understand that cuts are being made, you know, pretty much to most teams, not so much on a geographic basis, but on a team-by-team basis. And I think clearly, while staff had been expecting that there would be substantial reductions in the numbers employed, indeed it was flagged very clearly by Elon Musk in recent weeks, the manner in which it has actually happened, though, will have taken many by surprise. I mean, employees effectively were locked out of the building in Dublin this morning and their access to systems shut off immediately when they were told that they had lost their jobs. And that's something that the Irish Congress of Trade Unions has criticised in the last few minutes. The General Secretary, Owen Reid, describing the manner in which the layoffs have been conducted as as appalling. So clearly a very difficult day for Twitter staff who are leaving, and I think with further restructuring in the business expected, you'd have to think that there may be difficult days ahead for those who are staying too.
As well as this, we've had the announcement of redundancies in Stripe. There's concern over potential job losses in other tech companies here. How great is the concern that there could be a more widespread process of redundancy underway in very many other tech companies as well?
Well, there certainly is concern. I mean, clearly the technology sector here is a very important one for Ireland. 16 of the top 20 global tech companies are based here. There are 37,000 people employed in the industry, and it generates €35 billion euro worth of exports annually. So Ireland is hugely dependent on it. There are definitely issues brewing from what we've heard in recent weeks. There have been reports of a hiring freeze at Meta, which is Facebook's parent, for example, and that it is considering job cuts. It emerged yesterday that Amazon is also freezing hiring in its corporate division. Microsoft has said that new hires this quarter would be minimal. Google has said it's slowing down recruitment. Yesterday, we had that announcement from payments firm Stripe of 1,000 job cuts globally, which includes some here in Ireland. There's also question marks over Intel and whether it's likely to cut some of its numbers here in Ireland too. And all of this is due to the economic slowdown, of course, but most tech companies had been growing very rapidly up until recently. They've been hiring aggressively over recent years, particularly during the period of the pandemic, when there was such a substantial shift to the use of digital and technology to allow people to work from home and to carry out other functions remotely. But now the economy is slowing down globally and entering recession in some places, and that situation is clearly now catching up with many of these companies, which perhaps have overhired or been maybe overly optimistic optimistic in terms of their expectations of what was coming, and that's forcing them to reevaluate the situation. Is it a widespread problem? Well, so far it doesn't seem to be. The employment numbers remain strong here in Ireland. The unemployment rate yesterday from the CSO was 4.4% and is stable at that, which is more or less full employment. And some sectors like life sciences and others in the multinational sector are powering ahead too. So we continue to see investment announcements from the from IDA client companies as well. So I think we just have to wait and see what the coming months bring and whether this is just a blip or something more serious.
Very good. Will Goodbody, thank you for that. Well, let's take a little closer look at what is going on in Twitter. We're joined by Danny Hewson, who is financial analyst with AJ Bell. Danny, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. It's just a week since Elon Musk officially acquired Twitter. He paid $44 billion. Why is he doing what he's doing today?
In a nutshell, he's doing what he's doing because he paid over the odds for a business. He had buyer's remorse, but then found that he was stuck owning the company because otherwise he would have had to face legal challenges. And it looked like he was on course for losing that. So at a period of time when, as you've just been hearing, you know, the tech sector is taking something of a battering. We know that one of the ways that Twitter makes some money, although it hasn't made a profit for a number of years, is through advertising revenues. And at a time of a global slowdown, advertising revenue spend is down. We've already seen that from Alphabet and also Meta in their latest lot of results, talking about the fact that ad revenues are down. So Elon Musk needs to try and find a way to monetize Twitter, whether it be by getting us all to pay for those blue ticks that we've been speaking so much about, or other means, maybe by having direct connections with celebrities and things like that, turning it into a different platform altogether. But clearly, the biggest overhead for Twitter is its labour force. So by cutting huge numbers from its labour force, he's effectively making it leaner and more profitable.
It's also facing a situation in which for several years its growth has stalled, hasn't it? The number of users really hasn't been increasing for the last several years.
No, it's remained fairly static at about 300 million users a month. Now, it's interesting because a lot of people have been saying, why are we all so obsessed with Twitter? I don't use it as a social media. However, it does punch above its weight, despite the fact that it is one of the smaller social media platforms. It is a place where politicians, newsmakers, business leaders go to talk about the news. It is a place where it's as Elon Musk actually said, it's kind of a town hall. So It has been a place where decision makers have gone. So it does punch above its weight, which is why I think people are so concerned with the fact that Elon Musk is now in control. And there are big questions about exactly which direction he might take it in.
If part of the issue here is that Twitter has ramped up in terms of staff numbers during the period of the pandemic, but we're heading now into potentially recession in parts of the world. Are other tech companies, other companies in this space, particularly in the social media area, are they also looking at their costs, and are we likely to see similar, perhaps not as brutal or dramatic decisions, but not dissimilar decisions being taken by other firms?
I think we're definitely expecting to see a slowdown in hiring. We've already seen a hiring freeze from Meta, Amazon, Lyft, Intel talking about cutting jobs, and Stripe you were mentioning there. So clearly, the fact that we're heading into a global slowdown is making these businesses very concerned. The other thing that's making these businesses very concerned is that they're technically growth businesses. So they're the kind of jam tomorrow businesses, the ones that say, OK, we're not making much money at the moment. Yes, we've got a whole load of debt, but we're expecting to grow massively and make money in the future. But when interest rates are going up, it means that those debts cost more. And what we've seen over the last year on stock markets right around the world is the valuations of tech companies coming right down. And that impacts what they're able to do on the grassroots of the business.
Look, Danny, we'll leave it there. And that's not even to cover how Twitter might change under Musk's ownership and what it might mean for people who do use it in terms of those who have access to the platform and how they use the platform. But perhaps that's something we'll return to. For the moment, thanks very much indeed. Danny Hewson from AJ Bell, back with more after this short break.